My name is Chris Trotter. I'm talking live from Wabash Valley inside the belly of the beast. On May the 11th, I went to the Indiana Parole Board for a clemency hearing, which was nothing but a sham. I presented evidence of mitigating circumstances. And one of the things I presented to the Indiana Parole Board was a statement that was by the investigator that did my pre-sentence investigation report. And this was the circumstances which led to the riot on February the 1st, 1985. The Indiana Reformatory is an artificial environment that usually brings out the worst in a person placed therein. The overcrowded conditions that have captured federal court attention are responsible in part for the stress. Attitudes of personnel toward the inmates tend to be aggressive in the extreme. One of the officers involved in the beating that set off the riot in this cause is now in federal prison for that beating. The Indiana Reformatory is sometimes likened to a jungle, and with reason. This was the pre-sentence investigator's own words to do the investigation before they sentenced me. Now, when I was sitting at the parole board, they asked me, why should we release you? And after I explained to them that I'm no longer the person that I used to be, and I shared with them the things that I've been able to achieve since my 39 years of incarceration, they told me, well, Mr. Trotter, you know you're a changed man, but due to the nature and the circumstances of the crime, it doesn't want you getting clemency. Now, what kind of statement is that? Here it is. On one hand, you say that I'm a changed man. You know that I'm a changed man, but on the other hand, you say, due to the nature and circumstances of the crime, you shouldn't be released. Now, we both know that the nature and the circumstances of the crime is never going to change. We're talking about an incident that happened in 1985. This is 2021. So how long are you going to use that against me? Where does rehabilitation even take part in all of this? And this is another reason why prisons should be abolished. And this is another reason why the Indiana State Parole Board is a sham. And here's the judge's own words about the incident that took place. This is what the judge, Judge Mark Bentley, said. The evidence that could have been presented on behalf of Trotter at sentencing explains how his family background motivated him to pursue what he perceived as a righteous and moral defense of another, contradicting of the betrayal of him in the PSI as a violent prisoner running amok. That significant mitigating circumstances was not presented due to counsel's failure to investigate. The absence of evidence of that mitigating circumstances undermines the confidence in the sentence decision, and thus, the court concludes that the failure to investigate Trotter's life history and resulting in the failure to present evidence of mitigating circumstances that would have developed through investigation and not the ineffective system of trial counsel. Needless to say, this judge that wrote that vacated my sentence. My sentence was vacated in 2018. I had 142 years for that incident, for the February 1st, 1985 riot, in which no one was killed. They gave me 142 years. Imagine that. No one was killed. I started off with 4 years for death. This judge vacated my sentence based on mitigating circumstances that wasn't presented at trial. But when I went to resentencing, this judge was not allowed to resentence me, because had he been allowed to resentence me, they would have had to release me, give me time served. They switched judges on the day of my resentencing. And the judge that resentenced me disregarded everything that this judge had said. And that judge's name was Dennis Kerr that re-sentenced me. And even Dennis Kerr said, we know you're a changed man. Even the prosecutor said, we know you're a changed man. But due to the nature and circumstances of the charge, we can't release you. Which was never going to change. Just like the Indiana State Parole Board. Now, the decision finally supposed to go to the governor. I just went there on May the 11th. But that's to show you how much of a sham this Indiana State Parole Board is. They did no type of investigation. I gave them witnesses. They never contacted any of my witnesses. And the only thing they could use to justify what will be their decision is the nature and circumstances of their offense, which we both know will never change. And that's again why the parole board should be abolished. That's again why the justice system needs not reform, but to be abolished. It doesn't work in a capitalist, imperialist society. These systems are not made to work for the people. They're not made to work for the people. And we can fool ourselves with the reforms all we want. The criminal justice reforms all we want. They've been reforming the criminal justice system for the last 50, 60, 70 years. It's the same way with police shootings. Every time there's a shooting, they talk about passing police reform. They've been doing it for the last 50 years, and it's not going to change. But I encourage people to please write the Indiana Parole Board. You can write on the Indiana Government Center, South Room, West 466, 402 West Washington, Indianapolis, Indiana, or you can fax them at 317-232-5738. That's 317-232-5738. And please send letters of support to the Indiana Parole Board on behalf of Christopher Trotter. I've been locked up almost 40 years for a situation that I should have never had to involve myself in. And that's saving the life of another human being or going home. I shouldn't have had to choose between the two. And I thank you all for listening to me. It's been a while since I've been able to reach out to y'all. I promise you more podcasts in the coming weeks, you know, because it's a lot going on inside this Wabash Valley Correctional Facility. We still got COVID in here. The prison is not fully vaccinated, and they're letting everybody just run around like it never existed, you know, and people are still getting sick. People are getting sick from the vaccines. They're not doing any type of medical checkup to see if people have allergies or if people are allergic. People are getting sick, you know, and that's a big deal too. You know, they have no way of knowing who's vaccinated or who's not vaccinated. We have no way of knowing which guard is vaccinated and which guard isn't vaccinated because a lot of them have refused to be vaccinated. You know, not to say that I want a mandate, but, you know, if they're going to work here and if it's a federal mandate for them to wear masks, they should be vaccinated because that puts our lives at risk. And there's more to come from Wabash Valley. I thank y'all for listening to me, and everybody have a good day. All right, thank you.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.